In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
As the agriculture committees move into 2007 and commence the farm bill debate, as they look at alternatives for the farm bill, the cost of those alternatives will eventually be measured by Congressional Budget Office and will get measured back against the budget baseline.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We know that there's some big differences in where market prices are today as opposed to a year ago, in particular for grains and oilseeds. Prices are much higher, and so as those higher prices work their way into the baseline, it will typically mean you'll see less expected spending on programs such as marketing loans and countercyclical payments. So if you look at commodity programs, I think what you're going to see is less spending in a baseline this year than what there would have been in, say, a baseline from 2006.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The budget committees within Congress will have to decide how much money will the agriculture committees have to work with. Will they get to have just the money that's in the baseline? Will it be less money? Could it even potentially be more money? All of those things have to be determined. But then once that decision is made, then the agriculture committees really go about their work in trying to craft the next farm bill. And then this baseline is a direct influence or has a direct bearing on how much money they're going to have to work with. And typically the less money they have to work with, that always makes their job probably more difficult. As you consider the fact that there may be new programs that are coming into play that will try to vie for any available funds.